The things you can see only when you slow down. The power of slowing down. In our fast-paced world, we often find ourselves rushing from one task to another, rarely taking the time to pause and reflect. But what if I told you that by slowing down, you could actually see and experience so much more? This is the central message of my book, and one that I've come to understand deeply through my own journey as a Buddhist monk and teacher. When we slow down, we begin to notice the small, beautiful details of life that we usually overlook. The gentle rustling of leaves in the wind, the warmth of sunlight on our skin, the comforting aroma of a freshly brewed cup of tea. These seemingly insignificant moments are actually the essence of a rich and fulfilling life. I remember a time when I was walking through a busy street in Seoul, feeling overwhelmed by the noise and chaos around me. But then I decided to pause for a moment. I took a deep breath and really looked at my surroundings. Suddenly, I noticed an elderly couple holding hands as they crossed the street, their faces etched with years of shared experiences. I saw a young child laughing with pure joy as she chased a butterfly. In that moment of stillness, the world transformed before my eyes. This is the magic that happens when we slow down. We begin to see the world not just with our eyes, but with our hearts. Embracing mindfulness in everyday life. Mindfulness is not just about meditation or sitting in silence. It's about being fully present in each moment of our lives. It's about paying attention to our thoughts, feelings, and surroundings without judgment. One simple way to practice mindfulness is through our breath. Take a moment right now to focus on your breathing. Feel the air entering your nostrils, filling your lungs, and then leaving your body. This simple act can anchor you in the present moment, no matter where you are or what you're doing. Another powerful mindfulness practice is to bring awareness to our daily activities. When you're eating, really taste your food. When you're walking, feel the ground beneath your feet. When you're talking to someone, truly listen to what they're saying. I once met a woman who told me she was always too busy to practice mindfulness. I suggested she try being mindful while brushing her teeth. At first, she laughed, but later she told me how transformative it was. By focusing on the simple act of brushing her teeth, the taste of the toothpaste, the sensation of the brush against her gums, she found a moment of peace in her hectic day. Remember, mindfulness is not about achieving a state of constant calm. It's about being aware of whatever is happening in the present moment, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant. This awareness is the first step towards true peace and contentment. The art of self-compassion. In our pursuit of success and happiness, we often become our own harshest critics. We berate ourselves for our mistakes, compare ourselves unfavorably to others, and set impossibly high standards. But what if we treated ourselves with the same kindness and compassion that we would offer to a dear friend? Self-compassion is not self-indulgence or weakness. It's about acknowledging our humanity with all its flaws and imperfections. It's about treating ourselves with kindness, especially when we're struggling. I once counseled a young man who was devastated after failing an important exam. He kept telling himself he was a failure and that he'd never succeed. I asked him to imagine his best friend was in the same situation. What would he say to them? His face softened as he imagined comforting his friend, telling them that one setback doesn't define them, that they can learn from this experience and try again. Now, I said, can you offer yourself the same kindness? This is the essence of self-compassion. It's about recognizing that we all face challenges and make mistakes. Instead of harsh self-criticism, we can respond to our difficulties with understanding and support. Practice speaking to yourself as you would to a loved one. When you make a mistake, instead of berating yourself, try saying, "This is a moment of suffering. Suffering is part of life. May I be kind to myself in this moment." Remember, you are worthy of love and compassion, not because of your achievements or how others perceive you, but simply because you exist. Nurturing relationships and connection. In our increasingly digital world, we often forget the importance of genuine human connection. We may have hundreds of online friends, but feel deeply lonely. True connection comes from meaningful interactions, from being present with others, and from opening our hearts. One of the most powerful ways to nurture relationships is through deep listening. When someone is speaking to you, give them your full attention. Put away your phone, turn away from your computer screen, and really listen. Not just to their words, but to the emotions behind those words. Listen with your whole being. I once met a couple on the brink of divorce. They felt they had nothing left to say to each other. I suggested they try an exercise. For 5 minutes each day, one person would speak while the other listened without interrupting. The listener could only nod or make small sounds of acknowledgement. After a week, they were amazed at how much they had learned about each other, simply by truly listening. Another key to nurturing relationships is expressing gratitude. Too often, we take our loved ones for granted. Make it a habit to express appreciation for the people in your life. It could be as simple as thanking your partner for making coffee in the morning or telling a friend how much you value their support. Remember, every interaction is an opportunity for connection. A smile to a stranger, a kind word to a coworker, a moment of full attention to a loved one, these small acts can create ripples of positivity in your relationships and in the world. Finding peace in a chaotic world. In a world filled with constant noise, information overload, and endless demands on our time and attention, finding peace can seem like an impossible task. But peace is not something we find outside ourselves. It's a state we cultivate within. One of the most effective ways to find inner peace is through meditation. But meditation doesn't have to mean sitting cross-legged for hours. It can be as simple as taking a few mindful breaths whenever you feel stressed or overwhelmed. Try this simple practice. Whenever you feel anxious or stressed, pause for a moment. Take 3 deep breaths, focusing your full attention on the sensation of breathing. As you exhale, imagine releasing all your tension and worry. This simple act can help you return to a state of calm and clarity. Another powerful practice is to cultivate gratitude. Each day, take a moment to reflect on 3 things you're grateful for. They don't have to be big things. It could be the warmth of the sun on your face, a delicious meal, or a kind word from a friend. By focusing on what we're grateful for, we shift our attention from what's lacking in our lives to the abundance that's already present. Remember, peace is not the absence of chaos. It's the ability to find calm in the midst of chaos. It's about accepting what is, rather than constantly fighting against reality. As the ancient Stoic philosopher Epictetus said, it's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. In conclusion, slowing down and embracing mindfulness allows us to see the beauty in everyday moments, to treat ourselves with compassion, to nurture our relationships, and to find peace amidst the chaos of life. These practices are not about achieving perfection or constant happiness. They're about living with greater awareness, kindness, and authenticity. As you go about your day, I invite you to pause, take a breath, and notice the richness of life that unfolds when you slow down. In doing so, you may discover a depth of experience and a sense of peace that you never knew was possible.